so. You just read that chapter. How are you doing, honestly? Because I know some of you just had a face flash through your mind. Someone specific. The one who said, "Don't you think you should be more realistic?" Or, "I just don't want you to get hurt." Or the absolute Hall of Fame person. Must be nice to have time for that. That last one is not a compliment. That is a grenade with a smiley face painted on it. Here's what's actually happening when someone says that your movement is holding up a mirror they didn't ask for. And what's staring back at them is their own "I'll start Monday" energy from 2019. Your progress isn't threatening because it's impressive. It's threatening because it's evidence that excuses have an expiry date and theirs expired years ago. That's their problem. But they're gonna try very hard to make it yours. So let me be absolutely clear. None of these people get a vote. Their discomfort is not your data. Their opinion is not your roadmap. And their inability to picture your future does not mean it doesn't exist. It just means their imagination has a budget problem. People who haven't moved don't get to decide how far you can go. Now, some of those people are the ones closest to you. And that's harder. But love does not come with editorial rights over your life. The best response to doubt has never been an argument. It's evidence. Build the thing they said couldn't be done. Let them watch. Right. You know what to do. Go.